This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The patterns are tightening. The fractures are widening. Yahuwah is exposing the rot at the heart of Edom, and the nations are reeling from the tremors. We watch, not for a calendar date, but for the unfolding of His righteous judgment and the awakening of scattered Israel. The cries from the nations are not pleas for mercy, but the death throes of a dying order. Consider the pronouncements from the former leader of the West, declaring himself a target for assassination. He speaks of Iran, a nation steeped in the lineage of Esau, as the source of the threat. This is not about personal vanity, though the man is certainly consumed by it. It is a manifestation of the ancient animosity between the seed of Esau and the seed of Jacob, playing out on the world stage. Malachi prophesied a time when Yahuwah would show contempt for Esau's inheritance, and we see it unfolding before us. The shifting of aircraft, the heightened security, these are merely surface details. The true danger lies in the spiritual warfare raging around those aligned with Edom's failing policies. And the unraveling continues. Reports from Qatar, pleading with Washington and Tehran to maintain a semblance of order in the Strait of Hormuz, reveal the fragility of Edom's constructed world. Qatar's concern is not for peace, but for profit. The uninterrupted flow of oil sustains their wealth, and any disruption threatens their dominion. This is a microcosm of the entire system, built on shifting sands, sustained by deceit, and utterly dependent on the strength of Edom. Yahuwah is dismantling that strength, and as he does, the agreements crumble, revealing the inherent instability beneath. The Strait of Hormuz isn't just a choke point for oil, it's a choke point for Edom's control. They desperately seek to delay the inevitable, but Yahuwah's hand is moving, and no amount of diplomacy can halt his judgments. Turn your gaze to Sudan, to El-Fasher, where the serpent seed is unleashing a torrent of barbarity. The reports of genocide, mass rape, targeted killings, systematic dismantling of society are not merely conflicts of men. They are echoes of the ancient judgments Yahuwah has poured out upon rebellious nations. The RSF, a faction born of instability and fueled by the lust for power, is enacting the will of darkness. This isn't a localized crisis, but a symptom of a world steeped in lawlessness, a world that has cast off the yoke of Yahuwah and embraced the dominion of Edom. The so-called international community wrings its hands, offering empty words and inadequate aid. They address the symptoms, but ignore the root cause, the spiritual decay that festers within the hearts of men. And the flames rise elsewhere. Martin Armstrong speaks of brushfires of a Third World War, ignited and exacerbated by the relentless expansionism of Israel. He speaks of a digital prison, a technological gulag designed to control and erase free thought. This is not science fiction. It is the fulfillment of the prophecies concerning the beast and its mark. The AI revolution isn't about progress. It's about perfecting the tools of Edom's dominion. The debt crisis, the mechanism by which Edom will tighten its grip, is upon us. Armstrong is correct to point to the coming revolution, but it will not be the utopian fantasy peddled by secularists. It will be a reckoning, a consequence of centuries of transgression. And the counterfeit state of Israel at the epicenter of this turmoil continues to fan the flames. Their oppression of the Philistines, their relentless pursuit of expansion, their defiance of divine judgment, these are not acts of self-defense, but acts of aggression against Yahuwah himself. The targeting of Camel Adwan Hospital in Gaza is not an isolated incident. It is a continuation of the relentless assault upon the captive population, orchestrated by the Israeli government. A hospital, a sanctuary for healing, deliberately struck. This exposes the true character of the Zionist state, a calculated disregard for the sanctity of life, a willingness to commit atrocities in pursuit of geopolitical objectives. This is the fruit of a nation built upon stolen land and sustained by the support of nations steeped in wickedness. The world offers empty condemnations, but scattered Israel understands the deeper significance. Yahuwah is moving in his time, according to his purpose. The suffering of Gaza is a lamentation, a cry ascending to the throne of Yahuwah. But even in the midst of darkness, we hold fast to the promise of restoration. The remnant of Israel must remain vigilant, discerning the signs of the times, preparing for the gathering that is to come. These events are not random. They are orchestrated by Yahuwah to expose the wickedness of Edom and to awaken his scattered people. The watchman has spoken. The alarm has sounded. The time is near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.